Bridging with Shiva, lesson 172, like riding on water. Spiritual unfoldment leads us along the path into the illumined knowing of where we are in consciousness at any point in time. There are many methods through which this may be accomplished. Carefully choose one path and then stay with it with extreme loyalty. For this, a preceptor is needed, a spiritual guide to answer questions, to raise questions for you, to find answers to within your meditations. It's an arduous journey. The rewards come only near its end. To live positively in the conscious mind each day, exercise at least a half an hour. Keep the vital energies of the body high and healthy. Eat simply, and follow a vegetarian diet, feeding the stomach rather than the mouth. Be considerate of others and live inconspicuously, almost transparently, by not ruffling your surroundings. By keeping the home neat and clean, by passing through a room or place, and leaving it in a nicer condition than before you arrived, seek fresh air and learn to breathe deeply. Get out in the sun. Move the physical body, walk briskly, dance, keep the energies vibrant and buoyant. Be close to nature, grow food, develop an art or craft so the hands are active, creative. Of course, being neat and attractive in personal appearance keeps the thoughts of others toward you positive. This is the way to live in the conscious mind. Try to live life as though you are walking in the rain without getting wet, or carefully riding on water. No ripples, no disturbance, no reactionary residue that has to be faced at some future date. When we live unconsciously in the conscious mind, we most often look at the physical body as who we are. We say, I am hungry, I am happy. I'm not feeling well. I want to go to America, or I have just come to Bangalore. Instead of, I'm not feeling well, we mean our physical body is not feeling well. Instead of, I want to go to America, we mean we want to take our physical body to America. Our language is a conscious mind language. The perspective of our language is constructed to make the conscious mind the real thing, the entire reality of the world. From little children, we have been taught that the conscious mind is real, and that anything other than this real, solid, conscious mind is to be doubted. The mystic walks in the opposite direction. He goes against the crowd. He learns to swim upstream. It's a little more difficult for him, but oh, so worth it. The seeker has to learn that the conscious mind is only a vast dream created by many, many people who are dreaming openly. They are dreaming, and every mystic knows it. They are forming the dream by what they say, by their emotions, by what they think, and by that in which they involve themselves. The mystic knows there is no enduring reality to the vast dream made up by people themselves, by their desires, their relationships, their cravings, and their insecurities.